I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Eric Snodgrass from Agrible now joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Eric, thanks for being with us. It's been a little wet, and I think it's going to get even wetter. What can you tell me?
Well, Todd, the biggest concern right now has been all of the rainfall we've seen over the last couple of weeks. We have some regions in parts of Nebraska, even parts of Kansas, but certainly getting up into northern parts of Missouri, Iowa, northern Illinois, parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. I know that's a big region, but that whole area, we have some locations in there that over the last couple of weeks, we are somewhere between 300% and in some locations over 1,000% of normal rainfall over that time period. And with all that precipitation, this is really of concern because we are causing some major problems with our fields getting saturated, just soaked at about the time when we're supposed to be harvesting. Now remember, this season is way ahead of normal. We were through them by the time we got into the end of August, about 400 growing degree day units ahead of normal. So when we think about corn, that puts us two and a half weeks ahead of normal. And therefore, we want to get that crop out. And their harvest efforts were really going across parts of Illinois, especially in southern Illinois recently. And all this rain that we've seen in the northern part of the Corn Belt, well, we're going to be seeing that transition toward the southern part of the Corn Belt in the next couple of days. And that's because we're going to be dealing with the remnants of what was once Tropical Storm Gordon that kind of came right up the gut of the Mississippi. You know, we talk about this all the time, you and I, about these potential tropical systems this time of year coming right up the gut of the Mississippi and impacting harvest. And that's what we're going to see. So Gordon's moving right now through parts of Arkansas, Missouri. It's going to be moving into southern Illinois. And it's really going to get going over the next 24 to 36 hours, where, you know, you get south of I-74 stretching from here all the way over to Indiana. We could see pockets that are getting better than 2-3+ inches of rain. I would not be surprised to see some regions in there getting over 6 inches of rain, not a widespread area, but some local areas. You got to remember, down there, they are harvesting right now quickly. So this is going to shut things down for a few days in that area. Then following this, the tropics, you know, this is the peak of the hurricane season. So the tropics are going. We've now got what was once a very powerful hurricane named Florence, currently as of Friday downgraded to a tropical storm, but is going to reinvigorate again. And meteorologists are having a fun time trying to forecast this one because it's an interplay between the path of that system, Florence, which is right now in the middle of the open Atlantic, and this would-be ridge that's going to form just off the East Coast. And the farther north and east that ridge goes, the better chances Florence has of hitting the U.S. And if it does, there is some concern that it could be bringing a lot of very heavy rain into the eastern Corn Belt. I'm not talking about Illinois here, but really maybe parts of Indiana, but certainly Ohio, Pennsylvania, getting over to that area. Could also impact harvest efforts along the East Coast with several crops that we do grow here in the Midwest as well. And behind that, we've got 92L. So the tropics are certainly really active right now, but they should be. This is the time of year for it. And 92L is much farther to the south. And to be honest with you, that's a much greater threat, I think, for us in the longer term. Because if 92L gets into the Lesser Antilles, gets over toward the northern part of the Caribbean, it could get into the Gulf where it can intensify and move north. So we have a whole lot to be watching here in the tropics. Now, after all of this gets going, we are going to be watching a ridge developing across the eastern part of the country while a deep trough digs down into the western United States. So that keeps the western United States cool, but that's going to allow, especially in the central United States and along the East Coast, for temperatures to really rebound once, you know, once the remnants of Gordon are finally out of the picture. So we're going to go back into a warmer pattern after this all kind of unfolds here. And that's the trick, is trying to figure out what that pattern is going to do through the rest of September and October. And as we've discussed, predictability is quite low right now because of all the tropical activity. So really what I think we need to do is just keep our 2-week time horizon on the weather forecast as accurate as we can and as open as we can, and just be watching for each of these systems to kind of possibly impact harvest time. But I'll say this, if we want to dry things down and kind of get out of the deluge of water that we talked about at the beginning of the segment here, what we really need to see happen is a pretty large ridge established over Montana and the Dakotas. If we can get a ridge over there, that'll at least cut down on some of that Gulf moisture and allow the crop to dry back down. But it's going to be a tricky forecast because each day we get a new solution in the longer term weather simply due to the tropical activity. And that is the nature of the beast this time of year.
Indeed. Hey, thanks so much. That's Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.